May I extend that first warm welcome, give you an extra warm welcome this evening. Most of you I know, but one thing I don't know is your condition before the Holy God. And this evening, you know, sometimes when you sing hymns, they mean something. And to me that one, if I could only tell him as I know him. And I think, before I start, it's just nice to say, if you could tell my husband, we are really sure you'd make him yours today. Now, I'd just like to turn to God's word. In Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm just going to pick out two or three verses. And could I say this? This is God's holy word. Sometimes, you know, this week, I found a word in it and I had to phone a brother and ask him what it really meant because I didn't think it was right. But anyway, that's something else. But just read Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll look from verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And then we have a little change, not by faith, but through faith. Also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, I take it you've found out the word that I'd like to speak on. And the word is faith. Now, what is faith? Now, faith is something you say to yourself, I'll go in this transport or go in this bus and it's going to take me someplace. And it takes you. Now, that is a part of faith. But what is faith? It is a confidence assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is an evidence of things we cannot yet see. As I say, we practice faith every day, one way or another. Whether it be getting up in the morning, going to your work, on the faith, whatever we set out to do, we'll get there. And we read about three people. Now, these people had, I reckon, a great faith. And we take Noah. Now, I was looking back to see something about Noah. And I found out that I didn't know he was a farmer. And then he became, could I say, a shipbuilder. And I don't think he'd ever built a ship before he built this ark. And then during that time, he became a preacher. Then had a look at Abraham. Now, the thing I picked most about Abraham was he was a livestock owner. And he was a wealthy livestock owner. And then what could we say about Sarah? She was a wife. She was a household manager, which all women are good at. And then she became a mother. Now, I'd just like to look at these individually and take one at a time. And you'll need to excuse my memory, because if I don't have it written down, I'll never remember what I'm going to say to you. And that's most important. Now, Noah, it was by faith that he built an ark. And he just obeyed God, who had warned him about something he had never heard of before, a flood. And in Genesis, I think it's chapter 6, God said to Noah, make thee an ark. Now, I don't think he had ever built anything like this before. And in that chapter, God explains to him what's going to happen. And Noah believed the warning. And you know, I think, if my memory serves me right, that during the time he was building the ark, he preached to the people round about. But most of all, Noah believed the warning, he made provision. Now, Noah warned the people about what was going to happen. But at the end of that time, and remember, Noah was, I think, once again, if my memory serves me correct, he was about 600 years old when he finished building the ark. What a feat. It's marvellous what you can do when you have the Lord with you. And after all that preaching, there was only 8 souls saved from that great flood. And as we think on these things tonight, all over the world, God's message has been proclaimed, and there's many souls being saved, whether it be here in Leiden, or down in England, or away in China. There's many, many souls being saved by hearing the word of God. Now, could I make a suggestion? I don't know if I'm right, but could I just suggest that the ark is just a type of Christ? Once you are in that ark, you're saved. And once you become in Christ, when you take Christ as your Saviour, you're safe. We often sing these words, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. And the Lord, just like the ark, is a refuge. He's a refuge from judgment to come. And once again, Luke, and I think it's in Mark as well, the same chapter, the same verse. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath of God to come? Now, I'd just like to ask, I don't know you all, as I said, have you made provision for eternity? Behold, now it says in the Bible, is accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And salvation is found in no other than God's only well-beloved Son. And some people say, oh, leave it tomorrow. No, there's an old saying, tomorrow never comes, because you're waking up, it's a new day. And tomorrow might be too late. Possible even tonight might be too late. Well, you're sitting here in your seats and you're just thinking about it. God may come, because he can come at any time. And the way that the world is going and shaping, you know, I heard somebody saying from a platform, the world today is no better than it was away in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we look round about how true it is. Now, just to say, just be like Noah. Just make that provision. Now, I wonder if we could just take a look at Abraham, the man who walked with God. Now, Abraham, he trusted God. He didn't know where he was going. And he journeyed in that land of promise, it was his anyway. He was in a strange country, but he looked for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. And I just underlined this. Noah made provision. Abraham obeyed God. And he responded to him. That is, he responded to God. You know, Christ, just like Noah, treaded the scene of time. And he was a stranger. He was in a stranger. His hands in the land his hands had made. And they could say to him, away with this man. I could never understand that. Anybody had seen the miracles that Christ did, you know, how could they say, away with this man, we will not have him to reign over us. Now, this is the one I had a wee bit problem with in Hebrews. And I think I got it right. And it says about Christ, and being made complete, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all who believed, or all who obeyed. It says in my Bible, by grace are you saved through faith. And it's nice, although it's essential, to know where you're bound this evening. Where will you spend eternity? Just think about it. Where are you bound? Are you bound to heaven? To be with Christ forevermore? Which we often say is far better. Or hell, to suffer torment. I don't think there's any sensible person who would make a real choice to go to hell. But you know, when you sit in a gospel meeting or any place and somebody's speaking to you about life's eternal matters, and you really don't decide, but you do decide whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. And all I can say tonight, if you're sitting here and you've never accepted Christ as your Saviour, that you're like Abraham. You respond to God and you take Christ, his Son, as your Saviour. Now, Sarah, a woman who remembered that God had promised her a son. And you know, When we read about Sarah, it wasn't by faith. It was through faith. And Sarah herself received that strength from God and delivered the child in her old age. It says in the Bible, when she was past age. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. And you know, I just put underneath Sarah. Sarah believed. And she just took God at his word. You know, it's nice just to take God at his word. It says in the Bible, believe on or believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. As a hymn writer wrote, I know in whom I have believed, and he is able to keep me until that day. By faith, believe Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for your sins on his own body on the tree. Just that little step of faith, just that a child takes. You know, I've never been blessed to have one. But, you know, I look round about and you see that little babe just standing there. And the father's holding his arms out. And you just to take that one step. I just like the Lord. He's holding his hands out. And just that one step of faith. And make sure of your eternal destination. I know you're going to get home early tonight, but anyway, that doesn't matter. As long as God's word is preached. And could I just say, in finishing, I've just wrote down here, be like Noah and make that provision tonight. You could be like Abraham and obey God's word and respond. It could be like Sarah. She believed what God has said to her. And she took God at his word. It's just simple. He says, come unto me all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I don't know. I know most of you have said already, but I don't know deep down in your heart if you're right with God or if you're not. But if the Lord has been just speaking to you this evening, harden not your heart. It may be the last opportunity you'll ever have. By simple faith, take Christ as your Saviour. You know, when I was just sitting in the house, I just said to myself, you know, I looked at my Bible and I looked at the date that I accepted Christ as my Saviour. You know, and I got a shock. You know, 68 years ago. 68 years ago, Christ found me. Or should I say, I found Christ. And accepted Christ as my Saviour. And like many in here tonight, I'm sure you can see how good he has been. And you know, most of the time I think, the human beings, we fail the Lord a lot. But it's good to have him just the same. And once in Christ forever, nothing shall ever pluck you out of God's hand. Death, nor hell, nor the grave. And before I close, I'd just like to read the last verse. And once again, it's in Hebrews. And it says here in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is impossible to please God. Sometimes I don't like the word him or she. It's impossible to believe God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, as I say, that's me come to the end of my message this evening. There's usually just a few things that I've been thinking about. Just about faith. Something simple. You know, just saying to Christ, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay. And you'll never regret it. I mean, that long time ago, 68 years, I can look back and you see God just there beside me. Help you through all difficulties that you can ever imagine. Take you safely home to heaven. And may this evening, if you're unsaved, undecided, just take Christ as your Saviour, just like a simple child. Believe, and thou shalt have everlasting life. And we just have bow our heads and ask the Lord's pardon. Our Father, we come into thy presence and we thank thee for thy presence this evening. We thank thee for these words where the two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst. And this evening, our Father, we thank you for the freedom we have to open thy word and to learn more about the one who loves each and every one. To learn about the one who was a friend of sinners. To learn what he was to Noah, to Abraham, and to Sarah. And this evening, you can do the same for each and every one of us. Especially to those who know not Christ as their Saviour. And our Father, we just pray that they will take us to our homes in safety. Asking all this in the Saviour's wonderful, wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Now, I wonder if we can take time and sing a couple of verses. 228. Just a couple of verses. Well, why not say yes to the Saviour tonight? He's tenderly pleading with thee to come to him now with thy sin-burdened heart for pardon so full, so free. Verse 3, take Christ as your Saviour, then all shall be well. The morrow let bring what it may. His love shall protect you. His Spirit shall guide and safely keep you in His way. Why not say yes to the Saviour tonight? Why not? While He so gently, so tenderly pleads, oh, accept Him tonight. I think we'll just keep our seats and sing this two verses 1 and 3.